Tuesday night, Aseres Mechuva, Tovshinayin Aleph.
If someone says Hamelech HaMishpat the whole year round, the Mishnah Berurah says in Siman Kuf Yud Ches, it's not a problem. I mean, certainly you're not supposed to say it, it's not the Nusach HaBracha, but it's not called Mishana Mimadbeyash or Tovul Chachomim, and you don't have to repeat if you said Hamelech HaMishpat. The Be'er Heitev in Siman Kuf Yud Ches says that even if you say Hamelech HaKadosh the whole year round, you also do not have to repeat the Shmona Esrei. When is that most likely to happen? So that's a Be'er Heitev in Kuf Yud Ches, and the Be'er Halacha in in Siman Tov Pei Zayin, which is in Hilchos Pesach, alludes to it and says it pretty much in that Be'er Halacha in Tov Pei Zayin, says the same thing. Now, when is that most likely to happen? When would a person say Hamelech HaKadosh on Motzei Yom Kippur? Now, there's a storybook about the Chafetz Chaim called Meir Einei Chachamim. So a couple of volumes, very interesting book. Anyway, so there's a story there that B'Sof Yomov, when the Chafetz Chaim was older, he said Hamelech HaKadosh on Motzei Yom Kippur by Meirv. And he was mitzta'er that he didn't write it in the Mishnah Berurah. He said it's quite likely to happen, and you don't have to say Shmoneh Esrei over. So he was mitzta'er, it says there's a story, he was mitzta'er that he didn't write it in the Mishnah Berurah. It's a very likely occurrence, and he should have written the din in the Mishnah Berurah. And they showed him that it's in this Be'er Halacha in Hilchos Pesach, that he mentions it like sort of Agav Urchadik with something else. It says in the story, V'lo nocha daito, he did not make him feel better, because that's in a faraway place, in the Be'er Halacha, but he still felt he should have written it explicitly, since it's quite likely to be a common occurrence. Okay.